I like to have people start here at the Water Fountain at the Community Cancer Center because it is such a serene sound and it really gets your mind going to start connecting to nature and the garden.
What exactly is therapeutic horticulture?
Horticulture therapy is really about how to teach people how to connect to the garden. So start connecting to plants, because what horticulture therapy is all about, it's all about the people connecting to nature. It's not about what plants you grow. And I truly believe that we were born to grow plants and be around plants and be around soil and water and listen to nature.
What types of activities then will you do with people at the workshop?
Well, I am doing a sensory gardening program. So the very first part, I'm going to, you know, take away all their senses and get them to use their imagination, particularly youth with, autism or attention deficit disorder, particularly a youth that may not have the verbal skills or the social skills, but they can gain some of that in gardening as far as it improves their self-esteem, it allows them to work as a team, and it just gets them to start exploring.
The workshop just isn't for children.
You're right. It is horticulture therapy, so it's for anybody that may have had some issue preventing them from gardening as a hobby or a lifestyle. The whole conference really is, I'm just doing one little part of sensory gardening, and I'm really focusing on youth. But Mike Maddox is, you know, talking about horticulture therapy in a broader sense, meaning how do we get people with wheelchairs out into the garden? How do we get, you know, older gardeners to have it a little bit more, a little easier for them to garden?
And it sounds as though your workshop, your Saturday workshop, might be for people just who are feeling stress in their lives. Maybe they don't have a physical ailment or a specific emotional or mental disability at the moment.
Absolutely. De-stress your life and be looking at trees in the sky and hearing the wind and letting the wind blow across your face. That is de-stressing. So we're having it here at the Community Cancer Center because we actually feel like we want to tell people that gardening has healing properties and being in nature really, you know, like it, just lowering the blood pressure, being calm. Being in a serene place, taking your mind off of the worries of life.
One of the events in the workshop is walking a labyrinth, and we're sitting here at the Cancer Center Garden, and right smack in the middle of it is this really beautiful labyrinth. Maybe you can describe what a labyrinth is, why people walk it, and what does that have to do with horticultural therapy?
Well, it is in the middle of a beautiful garden. So you're out, you're in the wind, you're under the blue sky, you feel the sun on your face, you see the trees all around. There's birds and rabbits running around.
There's two right there. I see them playing over there by one of the trees.
Which I'm sure the master gardeners aren't, you know, excited about, but we love seeing the rabbits
because they eat the plants.
Yes, they eat the plants. Well, you know, a labyrinth really is, you take a moment to walk the labyrinth and just absorb the surrounding.
Well, let's take a walk around this lovely garden. It's such a beautifully landscaped garden.
McLean County Master Gardeners really have worked hard in partnership with the Community Cancer Center, and they've really been thoughtful in how they wanted the people of Community Cancer Center to interact with the garden. So they did put in the gazebo and the waterfall, and Community Cancer Center put in the labyrinth. But then they thought about, well, we want them to see the butterflies and the bees. So they did a lot of nectar and pollen plants for butterflies and a lot of plants for bees. So not only are you interacting with the plants, you're interacting with the insects. So I think that's really special about the garden. And then, just a couple of things. They have some edible plants like the amelanchier.
Let's look at that. I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, it is a small native shrub, kind of cool gray bark, and then, you know, really small leaves. But then you see these kind of reddish purple berries on the end. Usually it would be a lot more, but obviously the birds have feasted today. But you go ahead and you grab one of the darker ones.
Very good. It's sweeter than a blueberry.
It's delicious, isn't it?
It's great. Are there any studies or statistics that show being out in nature can help people with a physical ailment, a mental disability?
Yes, actually, University of Illinois is doing some of that research right now. We have a landscape architect professor named Dr. Sullivan, and he has done some studies to see what having nature outside of a school does for the students. And one of the things that he found was that if a student actually saw nature outside their window or walked in nature for 5 minutes before the test, their anxiety for that test was much lower, and they actually performed much better. And they had less, anger issues, less problems in the classroom. We also have another professor. Her name is Dr. Andrea Faber-Taylor, and she did a lot of the work on gardening with ADHD, and she found that it had some really positive effects of limiting some of those problems in the classroom. Overall, they have also been studying what does having garden and nature and trees and grass mean for a community. And they've found that it has amazing impacts on the community. People are less likely to commit crime. People feel more at home. There's lower stress. And just, our lives are so amazingly busy, and we have so much packed in, and sometimes we just need to take 5 minutes a day to experience nature.
Thanks so much, Kelly, for talking about the garden and the workshop. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'm Judy Valente.